the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're a passionate show that lets you take control of your genes. Today we're doing something different. I have two guests in the first hour. They both have written brilliant books, but the first book is one I absolutely love. It is literally, I wrote a blurb for it because I was lucky enough to read it early. I could not put it down. I read it over a weekend. Very unusual. I literally stayed up almost all night to read it. It was just sensational. And what I wrote is, I love this book. Diet books aren't supposed to be page turners, but this is. Diet and health books aren't supposed to make you laugh or cry, but you will. You'll also learn how Ted found his motivation and how he can help you too. I love it. And that's exactly how I feel about this book called Downsize. It comes out, is it Wednesday, Ted?
It is Thursday.
Comes out Thursday. I just asked the author, Ted Spiker, S-P-I-K-E-R. So the book is called Downsize. You can pre-order it on Amazon. I saw it today and could do that. And it is from Hudson Street Press. Mehmet Oz, you may wonder why I got to read it and why Ted had Mehmet Oz write the foreword, because Ted is a brilliant writer who edited, wrote, and did much more than that with the U series of books that Mehmet and I co-authored, and is working with me on the new book, You. This Is Your Do-Over. But this, Downsize, is a great book. So, Ted, I'm going to start out with the simple question. What motivates? Now, I know the answers to these, so forgive me for setting you up so easily. But these are so wonderful. What was the initial motivation that got you to say, I'm too big?
Well, I mean, there's a lot. I've yo-yoed throughout my whole life, and I've been, you know, up and down, and I've had body issues for really ever since, I would say, you know, as a teenager. But it all kind of hit home, gosh, I would say maybe 7-8 years ago. And I know I've been gaining weight, but, you know, I finally got on the scale one day and it just hit me like a rock in the face. And I couldn't believe the number I saw. I thought maybe I was, I'm 6'2", so I thought I was maybe about 250 pounds. And I saw the scale and it said 279. And I just couldn't believe it, and I said, you know, something has to be done. And ever since then, it's always a struggle. I'm still, you know, I still go through up and down periods, but that was probably the lowest moment where I said, wow, this is beyond where I ever thought I would be, and I can't believe that I'm this big. And, you know, throughout my whole life, I've just kind of been in this cycle that so many of us are in, where we gain and we lose and we gain and we lose, and we kind of have to try to figure out what works, what doesn't, and how we can keep sustained motivation. And that's really the trick of it all, is being able to kind of sustain your motivation throughout. But that, I would say, that was the moment where it really hit. And in the book, you'll see there actually I have a lot of moments like that, but that was probably the biggest one, I would say.
Well, but there also was one in the book that I really love, because I think our students say the truth to us, and it was one of your students. You're a professor at University of Florida, Gainesville, of journalism.
Yeah.
And so you have a great background. Ted was an editor of Men's Health, has literally co-authored, probably you've co-authored more number one New York Times bestsellers than anyone alive now.
I don't know about that, but.
Well, Dave, and I can never pronounce his name.
So you're gonna have, yep,
and all of Mehmet and mine. It was a student who talked to you and sent a comment in, right?
Yeah, so we do, you know, course evaluations for all the classes we do. I mean, that's not an unusual thing. You get feedback on higher classes, and most, you know, most comments are usually about the substance of the class. And this one particular class probably had 250 students in it, so I was scrolling through the comments, and And you're reading about, you know, the class and the lectures and the reading and whether they liked them or they didn't like them. And then there's a question on the evaluations that says, do you have any other comments? And the person wrote, stop wearing pants that are so baggy. And I just said to myself, oh, my gosh, you know, I mean, you understand when you're up in front of people that you're kind of opening yourself up to, you know, criticism or whatever, and people can say whatever they want, especially if it's anonymous. But I read that, and I was like, wow, is it really that bad that I'm, you know, that my pants aren't fitting well, and I'm trying to hide my, bulbous rolls here and there with wearing some pants that are a little bit baggy, and, you know, just kind of hit home. And it hits you when you see that other people are noticing the way you feel, because a lot of times I think we feel a certain way about being larger, and you know, we try to talk ourselves into, well, maybe nobody can see, maybe nobody notices. But that one certainly was kind of scrolling all through these comments, and that one was the one that certainly stuck out. Stop wearing pants that are so baggy.
Now, one of the things that you do that both Bridget and I think is so important, and Bridget's on the line so she can, is you have these, what you call the 12 truths for turning pants-splitting frustration into pants-fitting success.
Yeah.
And one of those is, there are two that I love more than anything, and so I'm going to come back to those. But one is number three, frustration. Focusing on the process will get you unstuck.
Yes.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I think what happens is, and we've kind of explored this topic certainly in some of the e-books as well, is I think what happens is when we get frustrated, you know, we dig harder and harder and harder. And we somehow have come to the conclusion that if you work harder and you work harder and you work harder and you work harder, then somehow you're going to find the answer and you're going to, you know, drop 20 pounds by next week. Well, it doesn't work that way, and frustration doesn't work that way. When we actually try with all of our energy and all of our might to do something, it actually can work against us, because we're generally doing things kind of out of emotion and out of frustration, and that generally isn't what solves the problem. What solves the problem is thinking about it, and it may not be working hard and you know, giving everything you got. It just means, can you find a solution in something where you may not have looked before? So the first step of that is trying to relax and not thinking that you can solve your entire weight problem in one day, in one week, in one month. It's figuring out what the answers are so you can kind of work your way through the frustration. So the second part of that is focusing on process. And I think, and I think you would agree with me, is that we put so much emphasis on the number on the scale. What does that stinking number say? Does it say 250? Does it say 220? Does it say 190? Does it say 120? What does it say? We put all of our value in that stinking number. And the reality is that you can get to whatever number you want if you stop thinking about that number. If you start thinking about the process of getting to that final destination, or whatever destination it is, coming up with some kind of process. One of the things that, you know, we've written about a lot, and is one of your main mantras, is walking 10,000 steps a day. But for other people, it may be drinking 128 ounces of water a day, or for other people, it may be doing 50 push-ups a day, or for some people, it may be counting calories, the amount that you have in a week, or whatever it is, so that you can focus on that process to get you to the end goal. And when you start thinking about, oh, I got to get my 10,000 steps, or I got to drink my 128 ounces of water, you have now focused your attention on a number that you can control, right? Because you can't control the scale. I mean, you can control it to some extent, but you can't control hormonal changes, and you can't control water weight, and you can't control, you know, if you add muscle, and that may make you actually gain some pounds, but maybe you change your size. So there's so many things that influence how you may weigh on a given day, that by putting all of your emphasis in that number, you're kind of removing any control that you have. So you want to put control on your something that you can do and something that you can track.
When we come back, we'll talk about the other major...
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news! Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We have a great guest, Ted Spiker, the author of Downsize, 12 Truths for Turning Pants-Splitting Frustration into Pants-Fitting Success. And this is one of his early interviews on the book, because the book comes out on Thursday on the 16th, but you can pre-order it from Amazon. I did it myself, so pre-order it from Amazon today. Ted Spiker, Downsize, Downsize, 12 Truths. This is a fast read. You will read it and get real truths about how to lose weight, how to get healthy, more importantly, through this book. And it really is. There are 12 great truths. We went through the first one, which is frustration, which I take as... if you will, and Ted has written it as focusing on the process will get you unstuck, which really in my mind means just start doing something and you will get healthier. Number four in this list of 12 truths for turning pants-splitting frustration into pants-fitting success, I'm going to get to in a second. But Ted, this book isn't written just for guys or men, is it?
That's right, and I think that's something that we kind of, you know, lose in this whole discussion of weight loss. Is there has to be a guy solution and there has to be a women's solution. And you know, I hope that the truths that I cover really are not gender specific, because I think men and women, though very different biologically and though very different psychologically, I think there's some common ground. I think anybody who kind of goes through this process where they're up and down with weight and up and down with, you know, their fingers being in a marshmallow goo and eating and frustrated with everything, you know, I think that there's some common themes that both genders go through. So it's absolutely for both men and women.
And one of the things that I like under this chapter, humiliation, is getting past our past. To me, that means, if you will, saying, yeah, I've done a lot of things wrong in the past, but that doesn't mean I'm condemned to live as a fat guy or fat woman, or that doesn't mean I'm condemned to live unhealthily now. What did you mean it to mean?
Well, I think that anybody who's struggled with weight has probably come across a moment where they've been embarrassed or humiliated or gone through an experience in public where they just didn't feel good about their weight. I mean, for me, I've had a bunch of them, you know, but one of my most memorable ones where I was running a half marathon and I thought I was doing great and I was pepping along and I was about halfway and I was like, wow, this feels really good. And then all of a sudden I hear like a loudspeaker, "Sir, are you okay? Do you need some water?" I was like, can't be talking to me. You know, I was feeling great. "Sir, do you need some water?" And I looked back, and it was the race ambulance. I was in the very back, and the race ambulance was tailing me. I was like a parade horse in the back, you know, just cleaning up the mess. And it just defeated me. It just deflated me, and I just was just crushed, because here I thought I was doing well. So, you know, I think, you know, a lot of us who go through weight problems kind of go through that moment. And there are a couple things that you have to do. You have to say that, exactly as you said, you're not your past. One, and what psychologists have said, to the way you get past that the moment of humiliation, is simply articulate it. Simply say it to somebody you trust. I mean, that's part of this problem, is that we are so introverted and private when it comes to weight loss. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to say how we're feeling. We don't want to say that we're embarrassed. Now, this is especially men. Men don't want to talk about their, you know, embarrassing moments. But just talking about it kind of gets you past it, and you say, wow, it's actually not that bad, no big deal, we move on and do better.
And so this book isn't just for men, it's for women too, but getting past the past and getting respect for yourself is part of what people are doing. And you title this "The Difference Between Shame and Humiliation." What's the difference?
Well, one of them is about kind of feeling it internally, and that's kind of a deeper rooted feeling. Humiliation, according to the way psychologists define it, really has to do with some element of an audience, you know, being in public and feeling that kind of embarrassment in front of other people, and kind of getting past that is dealing with the fact that other people you think may be judging you. And I've kind of learned a lot about it. And I think that, you know, I have a friend who's a sports psychologist, Doug Newberg, who's in the book quite a bit, talking about this idea of feel. And one thing that he said to me just kind of hit home to me. I've been so worried about what people think about me and how people view you know, how I look and how I run and all of this. And he just said to me once simply, he's like, people don't care about you. Like, he didn't mean that meanly. He just meant that in a way that, like, everybody's wrapped up in their own lives. Nobody cares that your hips might be a little bit bigger than the average guy. And it just kind of hit me. It's true. We put so much stock in our own, like, issues, and we think everybody is judging us all the time. And it's really not the truth. And once you kind of realize that, you can kind of take ownership of it and get past it.
So part of getting past it, I should say, is just reading this book helps people get past it, because it is really a fun book. I mean, you're not hearing the humor that comes out, but literally you will laugh, you will cry. You don't do that with diet books. You don't do that with this type of book. But you will, you will want to finish it that first night you start it, and you will laugh and cry. It is just a joy. Now, you also have a section here towards the end on dedication. And you write, dedication is what happens backstage, not in the performance.
Yep.
Tell us what you meant.
Well, I think that, you know, it has a lot to do with exercise, certainly, and eating well. I mean, that's what good health is all about, right? If you can sustain, you know, good eating, good exercise throughout your life, you're going to get yourself into a good shape. But being able to do it over a long period of time is really how it happens. So dedication, you know, I think is something that, you know, it happens when nobody's watching. It happens when we're not trying to perform for people. It happens when it's midnight and the pantry's calling you and the corn chips are there, barbecue corn chips are there, and you're saying, wow, this would taste really good with a side of cheese dip and a couple beers and maybe some chocolate cake and, oh, hey, the bottle of wine's there too. And then all of a sudden you're back to where you started. So dedication is really kind of thinking about what we talked about in the very beginning, the process. And to think about, okay, what do I need to do to make myself healthy every day, to make myself healthy this week, to make myself healthy this month? And it's when nobody's watching is where all the gains are made. You know, we can eat well, you know, when we're in public and we're trying to show off for people, but how can we do it when nobody's watching? And that's kind of what our true character is really about. It's about, you know, what we can do over the long term.
And if I can go to number 10, which is the 10 of the 12 truths. We haven't gone through all of them. We're talking to Ted Spiker, S-P-I-K-E-R, author of the book Downsize, 12 Truths for Turning Pants-Splitting Frustration into Pants-Fitting Success. It is the book that I try and read the books each week, and usually I only get through about half of them. This one I got through literally in under one night. I just couldn't stop. I couldn't put it down. It was so good. Ted, we only have a short period of time, so I'm not going to ask you about inspiration, but just tell people what it says. It says, truth, you will get most inspired when you try to inspire. And this book inspired me and inspires and can't help but inspire anyone who picks it up. It's fantastic. You will cry. You will laugh. You will enjoy it. And you will read it quickly. Downsize, 12 Truths for Turning Pants-Splitting Frustration into Pants-Fitting Success. When we come back from the break, we have another great book, but I don't want to say don't get downsized. Do get downsized. But the other book, Eating Dangerously. Two people, Michael Booth and Jennifer Brown, who really have done an awful lot for food safety. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We don't have any lines open. We're not taking questions right now, but stay well on Radio MD.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver. liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction. But where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. As we said, we don't have either the email line or any phone lines open right now. So I'm going to say, you can try and email me, and I'll get questions to the guests for next week. It's emails at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. And you can try and call in, and hopefully 2G, who's substituting for Sonar today, will be able to get your question and maybe email me on the Comrex line. But what your question is. But in the meantime, we have two great guests. The National Headline Award, 3Katie Awards, honors from numerous other national and state groups. That's what one of our authors has, and they shared in the work on a Pulitzer Prize for just what they're talking about now, which is Eating Dangerously. That is, this is not a scary book, but it's why the government can't keep your food safe and how you can. So the hopeful part of this, the great part of this, is we're going to learn what you should do so that listeria problem, the cantaloupe problem, the problem with Taco Bell's undercooked ground meat, and with the major source of chicken now being a problem, doesn't happen to you. So, Michael Booth and Jennifer Brown, thank you very much for being here. The book is Eating Dangerously, and just like the book we covered before, Ted Spiker's book called Downsize, this is a great book, Eating Dangerously. So, first of all, how did you two guys get together? Who should take that?
I'll take that, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
Well, I was just going to say that we sat next to each other as Denver Post reporters for several years. Mike was the health reporter at the time of the cantaloupe outbreak in Colorado, which went on to kill 33 people officially who were contaminated with listeria. And we wrote many, many stories about that outbreak for the Denver Post and decided one day that there was so much there that couldn't fit in a newspaper, so many things that we found that we thought should be brought to light that we decided to make a book.
Now, he was the health reporter. What was your role?
I am on the investigations team, so we were a pretty good pair to look into what was going on at this farm in Holly, Colorado, and how it was that all of these cantaloupes were shipped all over the country, basically with poison on them.
Well, one of the points, when I was in my youth, and this is a long time ago, 30 to 40 years ago, or probably 25 to 40 years ago when I did this, I would go to slaughterhouses to pick up parts of the animal that we would use for preparing enzymes that we used in some of our assays, some of our biochemical assays when I was doing the basic research that I was doing on stress and consciousness. And what I was so amazed with was that the inspectors at the slaughterhouse never actually inspected the beef, never actually got out of the room where they were just essentially doing paperwork, as far as I could tell. They never looked. I mean, I was more in with the cattle than they were. And it was exceedingly I was amazed at the lack of protection, and it wasn't one, it was every slaughterhouse. And so that's what you kind of found, right? There isn't anyone overseeing the chicken coop, so to speak.
That's what we were talking about, from going from this small, one small farm that then, in our current system, ships cantaloupes to, you know, a couple of dozen states. And so those 33 deaths that happened in 2011 happened all over the country. And so it was definitely one farm that they very quickly isolated it to as being the problem. But also looking at, well, what allowed that to happen and get all throughout the system? Are there systemic problems? Was it just this one farm? And as you look into it, and the deeper we got into it, we realized that this farm was just like a lot of the slaughterhouses are and packing plants are, is frequently inspected by people who have a lot of degrees and a lot of professional accomplishments in their life and hand out a lot of gold stars to people for the audits that they do. But then you find out, well, who's paying for that audit? It's either the farm or it's the slaughterhouse themselves, or it's someone else in the system who has a stake in having everything come out rosy. And then when problems are pointed out, there's nobody following up and saying, you need to go fix that, and we're not going to let you sell that stuff until you do fix it. There is very little oversight, whether it's at the farm level, whether it's at these massive packing plants that do millions of chickens and millions of pounds of beef in a month. It's pretty staggering the more you look into it.
Well, what I'd like to do is let's segregate we have two segments, and let's segregate this one to what I would call the raw foods we eat, such as cantaloupe and spinach, and do the cooked foods we eat and what we can do. So what I'd like to do is both. The problem is generic, if you will, in both areas. There isn't enough. There aren't enough inspectors. There is no way of inspecting broadly enough. And thus, what do we as individuals have to do to protect ourselves with food like cantaloupe or lettuce or celery or spinach?
Sure. Well, let's start by where do you shop for it being the first place, and then we can go through some of the other tips that we talk about in terms of how do you shop and what else do you do along the way, all through the cooking and all through storing your food after you've cooked. But in terms of where you shop, some people do this better than others do. There are some major chains, in fact, that do things like test and hold produce or require that their suppliers of these, you know, huge truckloads of bags of spinach or bags of greens, that stuff gets tested for microbes before it's sent out and then cleaned and then held again for more tests until it's shipped out the door. And so there are some chains that we talk about and some major brand names out there, like Costco, for example, has a very strong food safety program in both produce and fresh meat. And Jen can talk about other ways that people can make decisions even before they decide which grocery store they're heading to.
Well, is there something we can do? Now, one of the things you do point out is that the spinach company has totally changed its behavior because of the problem. You'd hope they would have changed it beforehand, but what can we do in our home? Is there anything we can do, Jen, that we all should do? And by the way, I know the answer, but our listeners don't.
Right. Well, some of the things seem so obvious, and even many of the listeners will be like, well, of course you should do that. However, you know, thousands of people get food poisoning every year. I mean, all of us have probably had some sort of food poisoning at some point and just don't realize it because you think it's something else and it's not that severe and it goes away. But, I mean, some of the most basic things are to not cross-contaminate your kitchen or your refrigerator. When you come home from the grocery store and you put stuff away, you should put the meat on the bottom. You should put anything that you're ever going to eat raw, like a green pepper or a lettuce or tomatoes, above that to, you know, decrease any chance that something's going to drip on it and then you eat it raw. And when you're cooking, one of the startling things we found is that chicken juice can splatter 6 feet across your chicken, or across your kitchen, excuse me. So the best thing to do with raw chicken or raw poultry, which is really one of the most bacteria-laden products you can buy, is take it straight out of the package and straight into your pan that you're going to cook it in. Don't wash it off. People think, oh, if you wash off the raw chicken, you'll get some of the bacteria off of it. Well, you will, but you'll also get it all over your kitchen sink, probably on your counter, and it might have splashed, you know, 6 feet across your kitchen, and when you set an apple down on that, you could get salmonella or campylobacter.
We got to take a hard break now. Jen and Mike, we've got to take a hard break. We're talking about Eating Dangerously by Michael Booth and Jennifer Brown. And as you can hear, there's solutions as well. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, Radio MD. Stay well.
Did you know the body's natural collagen production slows at a rate of 1.5% per year after age 25? Replenishing the body's collagen supply helps minimize fine lines and wrinkles and improves skin elasticity, builds and supports bone matrix, repairs connective tissues, improves circulation, and promotes wound healing. With the highest collagen dosage on the market, restore your youthful vitality. With NeoCell, the number one collagen brand in the world and the leader in nutracosmetics. NeoCell.com.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD, internationally renowned physician, scientist, and women's health pioneer.
And Michelle King Robson,
nationally recognized women's health and wellness advocate and EmpowerHer.com founder and CEO. Listen live.
Listen live
every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief for immediate comfort and relief.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen. We're talking on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Booth and Jennifer Brown. They are both from Denver, were at the Denver Post, did a lot of the investigation on Listeria cantaloupe, and learned an amazing amount about how you can eat safely. Their book is the reverse of that, Eating Dangerously, and how you can eat safely. And I love the book. It's a wonderful book and filled with really useful tips. We were talking to Jennifer when we got interrupted by commercials and such, with how do we protect ourselves from when we're eating things like cantaloupe and spinach. And one thing she said is picking the food chain that is safe is one of the best things we can do. And the second thing is making sure we don't mix. And so chicken is one of the most contaminated foods with salmonella, and even salmonella that has, if you will, antibiotic resistance. One of the things that we got asked was before we got on the air, actually, it was an email question to us, but is, should you wash all fruit separately every time you're about to eat something? That is, if you're about to eat an apple, rather than just not put it down on the table, should you in fact wash it in running tap water, and will that take care of it, especially if you don't put it down but keep it in your hand? Jennifer, tell us some more of the tips on how we eat what we call raw food safely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people should wash produce a lot more than they do. The apple question, you should wash the apple right before you eat it. And that will take most of the harmful bacteria that might be on it off of the surface of the apple. And if you slice an apple and put it in your refrigerator, people might think, oh, it's good to eat the next day. It's really not. It's good to eat for a few hours. Like, don't even put it in your kid's lunchbox the next day because you've sliced into it. You've taken everything on the outside of the apple into the inside, and you've put it in your refrigerator where some people may not realize some bacteria actually like refrigerators and continue to grow in cold temperatures. And we learned about the cantaloupe. The best thing really to do, and this is what I've done since researching this, is actually scrub the outside of your cantaloupe with soap and water. Scrub all that mottled rind where bacteria likes to hang out, and then, of course, rinse it off really well. Make sure you're not, you know, eating any soap. But same thing, once you draw the knife through and slice your cantaloupe, you're bringing all the bacteria to the inside of your melon, and that's not good. And just a couple other really quick things to give your listeners. Wash your wooden cutting boards and any of your produce scrubbers that you use to scrub vegetables in the sanitary cycle of your dishwasher so they get all of the bacteria off of them. Also, put your reusable grocery bags in the laundry every once in a while and do the same thing with those.
So one of the key things is to eat something, is to wash it right before you eat it. And then once you've scrubbed out, because you always say, how did this happen with cantaloupe? You can't get to the inside of cantaloupe without going through the outside. And the outside should be, you can wash off, can't you? But the answer is you have to do more than just wash it with running a little water over it. Is that correct? Am I understanding this correctly?
That's the new feeling that university scientists have come up with after studying this listeria outbreak, because they, at first they weren't sure why was it inside the flesh of the melon. They were taking out victims' refrigerators and it was all inside, you know, the orange part of the cantaloupe. So their best guess is that it came through on the knife and just continued to grow inside the refrigerator.
And so it's not as easy as just washing it out. And the other thing that you said, and I think we ought to get into chicken now, the other thing you said is never put the chicken above the produce. Put the produce on top, especially, and so you say, well, in my own world, is the lettuce and celery and containers, the crispers or whatever you call them, that my refrigerator has are always on the bottom of the refrigerator, and so the chicken has to go on top. How do I, what it is to make sure I keep it enclosed in a drip-proof package before I put it down, is that correct?
Well, if you're using plastic bags, for example, from the grocery store, which isn't always PC these days, but let's say you did, if you put the chicken in a plastic bag when you brought it home, leave it in there in the refrigerator until you're ready to actually cook it. That's just one extra barrier between whatever it is you've got below it. And then the other thing that we talk about quite a bit, especially with meat, we just don't think people realize that chicken, they test raw chicken all the time. Consumer Reports and other people do this. And the number of samples of just the same stuff they're pulling off the grocery store shelf that you would, that comes back positive for salmonella and campylobacter, is enormous, sometimes up to 50%, one out of two packages. And so you're kind of playing roulette that way, and it's perfectly legal. Government allows chicken, raw chicken, to be sold with those contaminants in it, and they put the onus on the consumer to cook it out. And it's just doesn't seem like a great system, but that's kind of what we're stuck with at the moment. Other countries don't necessarily put up with it, and we do. So then the onus is on people to make sure that they know how to cook and know how to cook thoroughly, whether it's chicken or beef.
And now the question, the email line got lit up on that, is someone asked, could I rinse it out he apparently lives in a state that's warm all year round, because you couldn't do this in the Northeast. But he said, can you rinse this out with your garden hose outside, or will that contaminate your garden? But he said, can you rinse it out with your garden hose outside, the chicken, and then put it in a plastic bag outside, and then bring it inside? Is that better, or does that not solve the problem?
That's
an interesting question. What really kills the salmonella on the chicken is heat. So you can rinse it off, but that's not going to save you. That might remove some of the bacteria, but what's going to save you from getting sick is cooking your chicken properly to the proper temperature. So I would say that probably wouldn't be worth that effort.
We're talking with, and we have been talking with, the authors of a great book, Jennifer Brown and Michael Booth. It is Booth and Brown, Eating Dangerously. You should get this book. It is a wonderful book full of useful tips to how you can eat safely and stay safe in this world. We'll be right back after these important messages. You, the Owner's Manual, on RadioMD.com. You can always find archives of this and other shows at RadioMD.com. Stay well.
People ask, what's our secret? How are we successful 70 years after my grandmother started our tea company? Hi, I'm Cindy Bigelow, president of Bigelow Tea, and the answer is simple. We take years to perfect each tea recipe, then carefully put each tea bag in the perfect protective pouch, so none of our special flavors escape and no air and moisture comes in. If you're going to take the time to craft the perfect recipe, you need to protect it. So next time you have a cup of Bigelow Tea, do me a favor. Open the foil pouch, smell that aroma. That's our secret.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune,